in color. Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at Chenal.com.
Wally really wants to get into the Dennis Rodman story from yesterday. It is one of the more bizarre stories of 2014. Just when you didn't think Rodman could get crazier after going to North Korea, now he's taking a whole band of merry misfits with him over there.
What do you think the minimum each player got for going?
It's got to be $1 million payday. North Korea could probably pay them all like $50 million each, and it wouldn't even be an issue for
them. They wouldn't miss it.
I figure Rodman got five, and they all got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine he probably got a majority of it, yeah.
But what a meltdown the guy's had. I mean, even there in North Korea where he went off on questioners about, are you going to bring up human rights records and stuff like that? He's just there for his buddy, the murderer.
Who's holding an American missionary in prison?
And I don't know the details on that story. We will play that clip coming up, though, because it just can't get any more bizarre. I don't know why. I wouldn't even give it any credence at all, and I actually blew this off yesterday when I saw the story initially, but then I see the guys that were with him, and I'm thinking Vin Baker.
Kenny Anderson.
I mean,
Charles
guys,
Smith.
Yeah, legitimate players who have gone along. And I'm thinking, if you hitch your wagon to Dennis Rodman's crazy buddy, your wagon's going to end up in the water somewhere. It's going to be bad news.
They didn't look very comfortable at the press conference.
No, and that's the thing. And then Chris Cuomo is trying to, and again, the more...
Did you want that audio from that press conference?
Yeah.
Okay, because we have David Stern. That's what was on the...
Okay.
So I'll grab it then.
Yeah, that's cool.
Stern has distanced himself from the NBA from that as far as they can. For
He's doing the best
reason.
He can. Yeah, no doubt. Let me get another traffic report out there. Ray?
Hey, I just want to give y'all a quick update. The traffic coming in heading westbound from Benton going towards Malvern is backed up for several miles. But what's going on, just before you get to Haskell, the River Bridge, there's a wreck there. But once you get past that, the interstate opens back up heading westbound towards Malvern.
So is the bridge iced?
One truck, I guess, slid, was blocking the right lane. So if everybody can merge to the left, nobody's there to get the truck out of the way, but... Coming up on it, you don't know if it's going on for 10 miles or what, but once you get there, once you get to Haskell, it opens right back up. So it's just a short wait.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Sure thing. All right.
I got stuck on the way to Conway last night. I still don't know what happened. I was I left here like 5:30 or so, and I got to the draft at approximately 6:57.
3 minutes to spare?
Oh, buddy, no problem for the first Central Arkansas Basketball Coaches Show, and it was I didn't see a wreck. I don't know what happened.
It's traffic.
Strange times. I know, but not like that. I mean, that's bizarre. Even going that way at that time of day was really weird. So,
well, I don't like construction in Conway's backing it up, too.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Yeah, why not? We'll do traffic. I want to keep people safe, by golly. You know what? If you have a problem with the roads, I want you to have your boss call me, and I'm going to tell him you're going home, and I expect you to be paid today. And if there's any issue with that, I'll handle it.
What's the number here?
433-1037. Not your boss. Mr. Husband, I did not want to talk to you today. Steve.
Yeah, man, if anybody's getting on westbound 40 at Russellville, I'm heading that way, and it is slick. It's like an ice rink for some reason. Yeah. It's just a little bit of rain and sleet come through.
You see anybody spin around?
I've seen three of them off in the ditch. One of them was holding a baby, and a trailer busted loose off a truck, and it was messed.
I don't like any of that.
No.
You know what you should do? Steve, I want you to go home right now. I want you to build a fire. I want you to hang out, and I want you to listen to the Razorbacks on the Buzz tonight, okay?
Hot cocoa.
I am on my way home. We're doing 35 miles on the freeway.
Okay, that's good. Stay out of the ditch and be careful.
Yes.
Bye. All right, let me get Clayton in here. Hey, Clayton. Clayton. What he said. Gotcha. All right, plenty of traffic. Tonight.
This little ice storm has got something to do with Dennis Rodman. This is his fault.
I don't think God's going to hold anything Dennis Rodman does against us. Do you?
It's the Dennis Rodman polar vortex.
Yes, I don't believe that. Tonight, the 11-2 Razorbacks take on 9-4 Texas A&M. Billy Kennedy's bunch. Oof. I know. I hate to be so dismissive, and I know Mike Anderson and his players don't listen to this show, so I don't have a problem being dismissive. The bottom line is this. As a Razorback fan, your expectation should be tonight that Arkansas goes on the road and gets a win. I would prefer it was a comfortable victory. I don't know that it will be, but any old win will do for me. Don't lose this game. This weekend, Arkansas hosts Florida, a top 10 team, and then they get Kentucky next week. And so, exciting times right now, but you got to win this game. Help me help you. Help me help you. I am your Jerry Maguire. Let's get a little Quan tonight with a win on the road at Texas A&M. No, man.
A big win.
Air dry.
We need a big win.
And it is Parkinson's. Kennedy suffers.
Well, I'm polling for Coach Kennedy, but I'm hoping his team gets beat by 33 tonight. Razorback football, always part of the conversation around here. Muskie, I remember your signing day event when we did signing day in the Rock when you were – oh, I didn't do that then. But anyway, I hope you're coming out. They have two events, signing day on the Hill, presented by our friends at First Security Bank, set for Wednesday, February 5th at the Fayetteville Town Center. Doors at 4:30, presentation 5:30. Individual tickets include a buffet dinner, silent auction at $50. Reserve tables of 10, $500. NWARazorbackClub.org. And then I do want to commend them. We were part of it last year. We're going to be back with them again this year. First Security also presenting signing day in the Rock, February 6th, the next day at the... Oh, they're moving it to the Metroplex this year. Did not realize that. It was at Verizon last year. Doors at 5:30. Presentation set to begin at 6:45. Individual tickets that include reserved seating and a dinner buffet, $65. Reserve tables of 10 seats, $650. So you know what? That means it is... $15 better per person in Little Rock than it is at the one in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah. You know that we're going to have it at War Memorial, but it was too costly to cover the field.
It was too costly to cover the field?
Yeah.
Oh, with like a big tent?
No, it's they have a mat that goes over the field.
Well, more importantly, it would be about probably 12 degrees, so I'm going to be I'm against that. I need an indoor event. If you wanted to tent the whole thing and put something down, I'd be cool.
Climate control.
That would be fun, though. That would be awesome.
And that would be costly.
Yeah, it's true.
But fun.
Why didn't they go to Barton? What's wrong with Barton?
I like Barton, too. Anyway, I thought it was awesome at Verizon last year, but the Metroplex is fine by me as well. Bottom line is we thank First Security. We look forward to being there at the event on the
6th. I don't think people think of Barton enough.
You're right. I mean, it's...
I like it. I mean, look, they did some nice upgrades to it. It's conveniently located. There's parking
still
all over the place.
Still doing upgrades out there.
Let me.
It's a nice old facility.
It sure is.
I'm looking forward to being there. So,
well, I'm glad that they did all the marketing and found out it's too costly to move, so improve.
If you want in, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Matt, Travis took a call, and the question is what, Matt?
I don't want to say it if you're just trying to make fun of me.
No,
I'm not. The guy's name.
I'm not trying to make fun of you.
Caller asked, about, is there any
truth? Alti Tenpenny, what about it?
Is there any truth to that?
I don't know what the rumor is about Alti Tenpenny.
I thought maybe I got the name wrong.
That he's maybe leaving Alabama or something?
Yeah.
After watching that monster that they've got.
Mr. Henry.
Oh, my gosh. honestly, Wally, of all the performances, Muskie, Phil, I mean, of all the bowl games you saw, as far as individual performances go, I mean, top five, that Henry kid from Alabama in a losing effort.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that kid not otherworldly? And we were sitting there. We were in Mobile. And so we're watching the game at this little hole-in-the-wall sports bar, and they're like, you know, they got this back that they won't use, but he's a monster. He's a man among boys, and he, like, rushed for 350 yards and said, like, eight guys would hang off him, and he'd run for five more yards. We're like, yeah, whatever, great. Then they bring him out there, and we're like, oh, my God, look at that kid. He's a freak. And then he starts doing it up on Oklahoma. If they give that kid 20 more carries, I'm not sure that game doesn't go to the wire.
Yes. I think they win.
I mean, do, too.
Keith Jackson tweeted in the first quarter, why is Alabama passing?
Yeah.
I couldn't figure that out either. This screen pass out. They kept throwing the screen pass out. And Oklahoma impressed me with catching the ball, Wally. Their speed and catching the ball.
Yeah.
All that being said, I don't know how Tim, I guess, but I guess Tenpenny knew what he was getting into. The fact that Henry's a beast is not really surprising anybody, I assume. So,
wasn't he the number one recruit in the nation?
Yes. Well,
they got like three of the top running back recruits, I think, in that class.
And they have the new this latest one. No, he signed with Oklahoma the other day. The number one recruiting running back.
Yeah, oh, I thought that was a kid that went to LSU out of New Orleans.
Yeah, no, he went to Oklahoma though. He didn't go to LSU.
I don't follow recruiting that closely. All I know is this: the Henry kid is a freak.
It was a U.S. Army game and it was an Under Armour game. So one of them, Under Armour game went to Oklahoma. That's the one I saw. Yeah, the other one went to LSU.
Steve.
Hey, guys, one thing, a quick question about Charlie Strong or comment and the others about the game tonight. I did hear an interview with Dan Patrick this morning, and he was asking about the comments of some of the patrons saying one guy said it was a slap in the face. And Charlie said, I think Wins will take care of that. I really liked the way he responded because, you know, there was I kind of almost implied that because he's the first black coach, but I thought that was cool. The other thing I want to ask you guys, is this game going to be televised tonight?
Yes, it's on Fox Sportsnet.
Oh, thank you, man.
8 o'clock.
And you guys have got it. You're going to have it on the radio, right?
You bet that right, brother. 7:30 pregame.
Fox Sportsnet means turn down the sound and turn
exactly.
up the buzz.
More so than anywhere else, yes.
Well, you guys do the games better, too, or, you know, having
the
it play on
by
that.
Play.
But anyway, you guys have a good one. Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
I just got a note from Ben Fury. He says he's calling his boss and going home. But that's going to be tough because, well, he's the boss. And Don Dugan also trying to get his boss to call me, yes. Again, if you own your own business, that's on you. I can't help you. But if any of your employees call me, yeah, I'm calling you and telling you to let them off work. Unless, of course, like in Ben's case, there's a guy that needs to be at my house working on something. So I'm going to send him a text here because we're good. Thank you. Yes.
And Justin,
if you don't work
number.
For Ben Fury, you're good to go.
Your cell number is 501.
Most people have
555-4444.
That's funny. I appreciate you guys listening out there. You know what that tells me? Can you get the Postal Service to send their employees home with pay? Yeah, look, if there's one group of people that the folks are not going to mess with, it's the postal employees, okay?
Neither rain nor sleet nor snow.
Sleet nor snow, that's
we'll
right.
Stop the mail.
Boss Hogg and Bryant. Tenpenny on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Tenpenny's considering transferring because Bama wants to move him to corner.
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, they got three grown men running the ball.
Okay. I tried to tell him.
We all tried to tell him.
I told him not to go there. Oh, well, that's what happens.
Hey. I'm telling you, if Alabama invites you, and they're coming off national championship, you listen.
It's tough to say no to power like that.
Yeah.
That was his dream.
Hey, I'm honored. If Nick Saban thinks I can play corner for him, I must be pretty good.
And everybody wants to run the ball because you're seen and it's a highly publicized position. But if you're at a top school and your role is to go to defense, go to defense.
Let me say this. I will say this. Look at the average NFL salary of a running back and a cornerback. And then look at the average NFL lifespan of a running back
absolutely.
And a cornerback.
Yes.
Both of those fall in one camp in a way, way heavy positive manner.
Yeah.
And that would be corner. So all T. Tenpenny, one of two things. If you really are desperate to play running back, you better go somewhere else. But if I were you, I'd let Nick coach me up at corner, and I would go play in the NFL for a long time, make a bunch of money.
Yep. Yes. That's a very good point, man. Yes. I mean, there might be more glory in toting the rock.
Man, there is.
But there's also going to be more injuries, and there's going to be a lot short of her career.
You don't even have to make a single tackle if you're a corner in many cases.
Yeah.
Deion's a better tackler than he gets credit
right.
for. But the bottom line is you don't have to hit people. It's not nearly as violent. A position.
So you're saying it's better to make $5 million a year for 10 years than $6 million a year for three.
Right. And if you're a top corner, you're making a lot more than a good running back. And those guys make ridiculous money. Left tackles and corners make silly money.
Yes.
Stupid money. Because there aren't a ton of great corners. Has anybody been watching?
But over the locker room, that sign says, one day, one play.
It is becoming a more difficult position to play, though, because of the limitations.
Quarter gets harder every single season.
Well, yeah. You got to run a sub-4-4.
Yeah.
When you got 6'8 receivers.
Yeah, that's
oh,
tough.
Yeah.
And
look
you're not allowed
that
to touch them.
Monday night.
Right.
Won the game for them.
Why did not Florida – why did they not use number one more?
I don't know.
You talking about – Florida State?
Yes.
Benjamin?
I mean Florida State, yes.
The big receiver?
Yes.
Well, he did drop a couple balls.
I know he couldn't catch two.
Yeah, but he's going to be a great pro.
Man.
Well, he made the catch when it counted.
He made the catch when it counted.
That's right. No, he's a freak. He's like Sammy Watkins, a kid from Clemson.
Or Fitzpatrick. Is that his name? Larry Fitzpatrick?
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, yeah.
Lennon Sherwood on the Keithley Service Coming Live Fan Feedback. Justin, my theory is that Texas hired Strong simply because he's from Arkansas in an effort to stop so many people in Arkansas from hating Texas so much. Boy, I guess they blew that, didn't they?
It's a great theory. I might steal that
one. You know what? That's pretty good. If that is like the only thing you could do is hire an Arkansas guy to go coach there. Although now I still hate Bama. I guess if Bear was still there, maybe I'd have a harder time. I don't know. Lynn also says, does the fifth quarter postgame show start tonight? Yes, it does. It'll be Trey Shapp and Ernie Murray tonight on The Buzz following the game. Hopefully celebrating a big win. DH in Pensacola. Florida State will be returning four offensive linemen, and they will be seniors. I think their preseason number one ranking is legit. Yeah, as long as Jameis Winston's back and that whole collection of receivers, and they've got running back by committee, the defense is full of athletes. They had the – is the Groza Award back, the kicker back?
Yeah. Oh, man, he's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's hilarious that, like, Florida State can pride itself on good kicking now.
Yeah.
How far they've come.
I remember back in the days of Wide Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe they recruit kickers now.
Yeah.
They learned the hard way. DH also says, think like a Longhorn fan who was jealous of the Aggies. Kevin Sumlin's success helped get Charlie Strong hired. I don't know about that. If by that you mean
black
Kevin Sumlin,
black.
I was thinking Kevin Sumlin's black. A really good coach and Charlie Strong's a really good coach, and yeah, I can see that. But like Wally said too, look, I don't think anybody believes that he's the first choice, and I don't think he didn't care.
He didn't care if he was number 15.
No,
I exactly. got the job.
It's a great opportunity for him.
How often does a college actually get their first choice?
Well, when guys like Saban end up at Alabama, that's a situation where it does. Yes,
I don't know. I guess it seems to me that it might be not as rare, but somewhat rare that a college football program gets exactly the guy that they were targeting at the very start of their coaching search.
50-50.
You think it's that high? I bet it isn't. I don't know. But I think the Texas thing is unique because, like Red McComb said, and cocky though it is, and yes, he went on to say some other things that made a lot less sense, we should be able to pick and choose who we want. Not many schools can say that. Texas can't. And I think they truly believe they could get Saban and talk him into coming. And then if they couldn't get Saban, they had three or four other guys. If like a Harbaugh or a Carroll are going to leave the NFL and come back to college, this is the job he'd come back for. But they didn't. And then you end up with a guy that maybe wasn't high on your list. I do think at the end of the day, though, they got a great coach with a great reputation who's been doing it a long time the right way. So,
well, Harbaugh has made the statement, don't mention my name unless it's attached with $10 million, and then you can play it every 30 seconds on ESPN.
Right. Well, so, there's a school that can afford to do that. As far as
A&M's number 5 right now in the country in recruiting, and Texas is number 13.
Let's see how that's impacted. Where's Arkansas? That's what I'm more concerned about.
They are number 2. No, I'm kidding. 29.
Okay, so that puts them like what?
They got five.
Seventh in the West?
They got 5 more to give.
Yeah.
Hey, they're one ahead of Louisville.
It's a big year for sure. Billy the Kid on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Game ball to Matty. This has been his best show so far. You know what? That's rude. We're going to get more Matt. Matt's going to talk the entire last hour because Phil and I are going to do the show from the house.
I like Billy the Kid's hilarious name on there, too.
Billy the Kid.
Good stuff. Keep it coming.
Kevin Little Rock, Rodman and the Less Than Magnificent 7. Why would former legitimate NBAers take that trip? Obviously, it's a big payday. Look at the roster. They all ate, smoked, or drank every cent they earned in the league. I don't know about all that, but I do know this. I guarantee the money was filthy, and we'll probably never know officially how much it was. But there's got to be some buyer's remorse to some degree with them.
There was an interesting mix of athletes that he took with him because there were 6 legitimate former NBAers, and then I heard there were street ballers.
4 street ballers.
Yeah.
And what do they make?
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you pay a guy
that comes off, you know, that plays at Guy Rucker Park?
Yeah, the guy that's a great baller, but
pair of Nikes.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say shoes.
Yeah. I think what the deal is, you work it out, is like, look, if we nuke the United States, we'll make sure to get you a heads up on it.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I don't know what the guy's going to give you, but I assume the money was
Rodman 50 was probably given $10 million to put a team together. So he spends $5 million on himself. $4 million on other guys.
Yeah, it's easy for me to sit here and say I wouldn't have gone, but look, if somebody threw $1 million at me to go ball in North Korea, I mean, and you feel like, and you can play it off as, hey, it's a situation where we're trying to, you know, help soften what is some bad international relations.
I wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Not until they released that missionary.
Yeah.
Until they stopped starving their people.
Their
Yeah, but you feel like maybe you're doing a little bit of good to try to create some sort of...
But he's not
of,
doing that. He's just making money.
He's making it worse.
I know. I'm saying about the other guys, not Dennis Rodman. I'm talking about those guys.
Charles Smith brought that up. He was interviewed yesterday, and he's actually expressed remorse for going on this trip, and he thought that he was going over to try to create a bridge.
Uh-huh.
And he realizes now that that's not happening.
Anderson needs to address this, too.
$1 million bridge.
Kenny Anderson is very powerful in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that
well-respected, yeah.
When I saw his name on that list, I was floored.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to guess that the bridge would not have been built for these players, and they wouldn't have been as willing to do so much community good had they not been paid an exorbitant amount of money. What do you think?
Wouldn't you guys have been looking over your shoulder the whole time you're there, scared to death?
It's like, if you miss a layup, am I going to get shot?
Yeah, I went up to the DMZ.
I'm really upset that
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed that the whole story about Kim Jong feeding his uncle to a pack of ravenous dogs turned out to be a fake. I'm very disappointed because that would have been a great story.
Well, how about the thought that yesterday Dennis Rodman pulled his best Marilyn Monroe and serenaded the president with happy birthday?
Thank goodness he wasn't wearing a wedding gown this time.
Guy's a unique individual. We'll play.
He and Marilyn actually had some things in common, didn't they?
Yeah, we've got a clip of him talking to Chris Cuomo yesterday on
CNN.
Hopefully
they both end up the same, too.
What's that?
Dead.
Oh, we're all going to end up dead someday, Matt. What's up, Lee?
Hey, how you doing?
Lee, what's up? How are you?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, man. You wouldn't believe it.
I believe it. Talk to me.
I would never have gone to Tyler with Rod. No way, man. No way. That guy already executed his uncle, man. And, who's next?
Not me, I hope.
Yeah.
I'm not giving him a chance.
Mr. Kenton, that's right. Well, I'm not leaving
TV
either.
With me I brought my TV with me from Texas. It's called Dom TV. It only plays upside down. It don't have no knobs on it, man. It comes on off and on when they get ready, you know.
He's got one of those hood TVs.
Most of the time, it's playing commercials.
That's funny.
But what I want to say about Strong is that, you know, he could be in a difficult situation now because that recruiting that has been going on here lately, it's not too good, and not for Texas. I mean, I think that Nick Saban could be in trouble if he would go to a certain university. And for that reason, I think a lot of these coaches are overrated, really, because who couldn't recruit in Alabama? Mm. I mean, let's face it. You know, one of the reasons why he wins all the time because he's getting the best players.
Yeah, but Nick Saban did win a national title at well, that's true, too. I guess that's kind of...
There was a guy named Shula that didn't do very well at recruiting.
I
want to
see Nick Saban win a national title at Rutgers. That would impress me.
Well, Saban didn't inherit a program that had been winning a bunch of national titles when he took over there.
Mike Shula?
Probation.
You got that right. And what I'm saying is that, you know, like, if you got a great recruiting base like LSU, Alabama, or USC, even Texas, you know, Texas got a great recruiting base. Just about any of those coaches, I don't see that much of a difference, man, between one coach and another.
Mm.
Not really. But I think it's like being in the right place at the right time, you know, has more to do with it about what kind of coach that you are.
I think there are some perfect storm situations, and I appreciate the call, Lee. You take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I think a guy like Calipari, who is an elite coach at an elite school like Kentucky, you know, you see a guy like Saban go to Alabama. I think, you've seen Pete Carroll at USC. When you make that combination, it's tough to beat.
Yeah.
I think he would be a good coach anywhere. I think Alabama can be a good program with most coaches. But when you put the perfect storm together, it makes them pretty filthy. And unfortunately, that might include Gus Malzahn and Auburn.
You have all those great players, but it still comes down to mental errors. If your players make mental errors, I don't care how fast and how big you are, you're going to get your butt beat.
Yeah.
Alabama has 24 commitments. They're number one in the nation right now. They've got 4 5-stars, 13 4-stars. Auburn has 21 commitments. They have 3 5-stars and 10 4-star players.
Well, Jimbo Fisher's another guy that was...
The dominance may be over.
He was not as proven as some of these other guys, but he has done nothing shy of be spectacular at Florida State. And that is a traditionally strong, spectacular program. And so, again, that could be another perfect storm situation where he may be... You know, a top five coach and a top five program every year.
There's no excuse for Florida State, Miami not being in the top 10.
See, that's
every
the thing.
Year.
Yeah, Muschamp may fall into the Shula camp if he doesn't get things moving. Because Florida's a school you need to win at every year. Too.
Yes.
How did their wheels just fell off the machine?
Yeah, they were injured, but still, I mean, you can't.
They got to get a quarterback
to not make a bowl game at Florida. That's so far beyond acceptable.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, Musk, you got a shout out you want to throw?
Yes, before
we roll out of here.
Yeah, Steve Morley, law firm. Bob McArthur over at Arkansas Up, Chad Evans and Chris DeSalvo at City Market, Arkansas Democrat Gazette, they always help us out. Buddy Villines at Pulaski County, ArkansasRunners.com, Oak Forest Cleaners, the Hot Legs Running Club, and the Big Dam Bridge Foundation. Want to thank them for continued supporting Martin Luther King 5K Run.
All right. Muskie, good seeing you.
All right. Thank y'all, fellas.
It's 11:31. Take a time out. Come back with much.